The central element of the Yom Kippur Avodah is described in this week's Parsha with, you know, the two goats, and it's really like, it's quite a mystery. It's like an interesting thing. There are two goats, they're identical in appearance. The Kohen Gadol does a lottery with, sacrificing one as the Karban Chatas, and the other is being sent as the scapegoat into the wilderness to die. What's going on here? Why do they need to be identical? Why do we need to cast a goral, a lottery over them? And it's such a key part of the Yom Kippur Avodah. We can assume that it's designed to inspire feelings of, you know, of awe and tshuva in the crowd who witness this. But how and in what way? The Ramban and the Abarbanel point out that the two animals being similar in appearance with different fate sounds like twins, and it must be symbolizing the most famous of the Torah's twins, Yaakov and Esav. In fact, the word Seir, which means goat, is mentioned by Esav, as Esav lived in Seir. And he also had a lot of Seir, which is the same Shoresh, hair. Also, there was a red thread that was tied to the goat, the scapegoat that was sent out. And red is, you know, in Hebrew is Edom, which was also one of Esav's names. So typically we say that the scapegoat typically represents Esav. So what? The answer lies in who Yaakov and Esav represented. Esav in the Torah is not necessarily a prime example of evil. Sometimes we think he is, but rather he's actually an example of impulsivity. Comes in exhausted from hunting and impulsively sells the birthright. Yaakov is the opposite, not giving into his feelings. He acts and he thinks long term. He looks at the big picture. He worked, we see this with how the way he worked for Rachel for the extra 7 years, or he waited patiently to see how Yosef's dreams would play out. The reason that this is crucial, that this is such a crucial part of the Yom Kippur Avodah, is because we are supposed to ask ourselves, who are we? Right? To be Yaakov, we have to release the Esav within us, the impulsivity. And this is an incredibly important question for all of us as parents. How do we role model for our children? Do we show them throughout all of our decisions? Are we thought out? Are we acting impulsively? And then the next question is, if we see our child being impulsive, how do we help them? So the first step, like I said, is by working on it ourselves. And the second step is by walking them through the thought process and trying to help them think things through to get rid of the impulsivity in a way. Try this out. Let me know how it goes. And I wish you all a great, great Shabbos.